today's skyscrapers in Phoenix tower above the city below. Roll back the clock 600 years, and it was this building that towered above the desert floor. The structure remains, but its use is still a mystery. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. A full century before Columbus came to the Americas, you can find a building constructed by those who lived in the desert of the American Southwest. It's not an ordinary dwelling, but something that has captivated people's imaginations for years.
Well, you're looking at a large structure built out of caliche, or desert hardpan. They used about 3,000 tons of this caliche to build the structure. It's about 40 feet wide at the base, about 60 feet long, and about 35 to 40 feet high.
Dave Winchester is describing what we today know as Casa Grande National Monument.
They used a number of wooden support beams that were harvested from the mountains at least 50 or 60 miles from here to support floors and ceilings in it. Now, those beams are all gone, but the holes where the beams used to be are still there.
Casa Grande is truly a high-rise building from about the year 1350.
There are some tantalizing hints as to what its purpose may have been. There's sighting holes that seem to be keeping track of the movements of the sun and the moon at regular intervals. Give us evidence that it may have been partly used as an astronomical observatory.
Over 300 years ago, those of European descent began coming to this place.
It was given the name Casa Grande by the Jesuit missionary Father Kino back in 1694. He is the first visitor that recorded his visit here that we know of. And he simply used the term Casa Grande to describe exactly what he was looking at, a big house or a great house. And there weren't any others around.
Questions remain. Were there other large homes like this one? What happened to those who lived here? What was the purpose of such a large building? All are items to ponder at this national monument in the desert south of Phoenix. Traveling the countryside in Coolidge, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.